Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I like to refer to as another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The way you do that, too, there's another way to do this. Yeah, seriously. I want you to head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it easily available for any one of us. You know, to get involved and you know, help him keep the fight going. And, yes, I do mean keep the fight going. No, really, because the bottom line with the whole thing is we need guys like him to help support us. We need guys like him to help keep the fight going. Right? You know, otherwise it's a total waste of time. And he's made it available for myself and a few others, be able to, well, many others actually, to make money online. So make someone happy. Make your honey happy. You need some of those raggedy old sheets. They look terrible. They feel terrible. Right? So go ahead and go and head over. Look, if you hate it, you don't have to buy this stuff. Now, if you use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 60%, but you won't see that until you actually get to the checkout, right? You get to the shopping cart, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You say you want to support us. You say you like what we're doing? Prove it. Stop buying from China. Stop buying from these places that hate you. Hate everything about you. And I'm telling you, you'll be happier. In the long run, you'll be extremely happier. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you know, we keep hearing about how this bombshell is going to come out of Georgia. And how, you know, we're going to find out that President Trump was, you know, involved in all this nasty stuff. And, yeah. Well, let me tell you what's happened now. Right? The special grand jury out of Georgia, a special grand jury in Georgia, believe that several witnesses lied under oath during its investigation of former President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Now, according to excerpts from the final report, the grand jury concluded that there was no widespread fraud in the election, despite Trump's claims, delivered recommendations on indictments to prosecutors. Hello? Again, prosecutors, men and women swore to uphold the law. Tell me that the government's not weaponized again. Help me understand that. The recommendations will remain sealed now until the judge releases them. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney permitted three portions of the special grand jury's report to be released, the introduction, the conclusion, and a section laying out concerns that some witnesses may have lied under oath. Now, McBurney said the report included a roster of who should or should not be indicted. The judge said that those stay secret for now. But really? Prosecutors? Look, guys, you don't realize how deep this runs. The nasties that these people have going on, how much they hate you, what, how hard they are working. Because they're afraid of them. How hard they're working at, to make sure that Trump does not get another bite at the apple, if you would. Isn't that nice of them? They show you how honest they are, how real they are. Anyway, yeah, it is. It's infuriating. We're supposed to. I didn't say I did. We're supposed to be able to trust them, remember? And so now, as we keep hearing how great education is, we keep hearing all this stuff. How about this as an absolute tragedy? Only 8% of Baltimore County 8th graders are proficient in math. Only 8%. Realize that's 8 out of 100 kids. And it has nothing to do with money. They're going to tell you, well, we can't keep up with it financially. No, it's bogus. Totally bogus. You have to have teachers that care. You have to have administrators that care. You have to have a program that actually teaches them and holds their feet to the fire on how and what to read. Nino Mangione, a Republican state delegate who represents Baltimore County, called the situation a continuing failure. It's never stopped. Called for the school district superintendent to be removed. He said what we see is continued failure, constant, ongoing. It hasn't stopped yet. This is in Baltimore City where the school superintendent has got to go. He said, I believe she has failed big time in her duties. It's a national embarrassment. Come on, think about it. Parents are demanding change. It's time to take, you know, this is what I've always said. It's time to take the power back. You parents can take the power back away from the administration, the unions for that matter. Look, you got a union in Chicago right now where the kids are failing big time. They're threatening to go on strike unless they get more money. Hello? For real? I mean, most jobs when you're failing, you get fired. Not in the education world. Very hard to get fired. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show on GCN.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
drive. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, anyway, I love bass lines. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting. You know, I'm talking about it's not just Baltimore. I mean, there was one Baltimore suburb that had over, what is it, Baltimore County, I think it was? This is Baltimore County, 8th graders. But no one school Not one kid in one school, one student in one school was proficient in math at their grade level. And here we have 8% of Baltimore County 8th graders. 8% are proficient in math. And I'll bet you every one of these kids will pass. They'll move on to the next grade. And that's that. We're seeing this more and more across the nation where these kids, they can't perform at grade level, and then we keep moving them on. I won't say we. They keep moving them on. It's sickening. It is. They're doing these kids a disservice, and you parents keep voting these people, and they don't care about your kids. They can care less about your kids. It's the only way to fix what's broken. It's the only chance kids have to succeed in Baltimore is to give them school choice. But the Democrats won't let that happen because it never works. But let me tell you what. Now, look, I need to be clear about something because people have written me that I like and know and teachers. I got a pretty good district that I work in or oversee, if you would. Okay, we've got a lot of teachers that really care about the kids. We have some that don't, like any other district would. Right? Like any other profession would. But for the most part, we have a lot of teachers that care about our kids. They work hard. They work overtime. All right? Those are great teachers. That's why you succeed, is when you have teachers that, I mean, really succeed. Not succeed on paper so it looks like you're graduating almost all the kids. I'm talking about succeeding to the point where the kids really do know how to read. They really do know how to write. They really do know how to do arithmetic, right? Reading, writing, arithmetic. The delegate said the district receives billions of dollars and still fails its students. That's my argument about the money. People keep screaming, got to pay them more, got to pay them more, got to pay them more. We do it all the time. It doesn't help. Right? He blames the low scores on the focus on social policy. I do too. We spend so much time focused on what groups are failing, not how to fix it, but what groups are failing. Is it because we're not calling them the right gender? Is it because we're not referring to them with the right pronouns? No, it's not. It's because we spend way too much time on the social garbage. We need to spend more time on actually teaching them about reading, writing, and arithmetic. I mean, again, he went on to say, we spend billions of dollars on this stuff, and still our kids are failing. He added, the education bureaucracy will use the test results as an excuse to ask for more money. Don't give it to them. If you can prove that over the years they just stay the same and keep dropping, I would look at them and say, no, no raises, no nothing, until these test scores come up. Right? Nothing. And the education establishment, they focus on building a bureaucracy rather than educating children. Yeah, they'll add more administrators and more groups and a czar for this and a czar for that. Stop it. Teach these kids. Help these kids survive. Help them win. It's frustrating for me, even as a school board member, to sit here and tell you, I see some of the stuff that comes by and go, my God, why are we spending 7 cents on this? Get these kids reading. You don't always have to know what ethnicity they are. You don't always have to know whether they're male or female, gay or lesbian or whatever. All you have to know is they don't know how to read. They don't have comprehension. How do you fix it? We're flushing billions of your tax dollars, hundreds of millions of your tax dollars down the toilet every single day because we're too busy worrying about sexual orientation, what words are used for what makes a kid feel bad. You know, when I was a kid, Italian, in an Italian neighborhood, and then my mom, God bless her, tried to get me out of there or got me out of the Italian neighborhood because she wanted me to do better. So she brought me to what we used to refer to as a WASPy neighborhood. Some of you know what that means, right? Look, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Now, here's a little Catholic Italian boy. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. So she takes me to that kind of neighborhood, right? And I could have used all that. I could have used all that as look, I don't, you know, I come from a poor neighborhood, you know, my parents don't speak English well, or my mom doesn't speak, you know. We could have done all that. But they demanded I do better. They got me out of there, got me to a nice area, demanded I do better. And I did better. All right? Had nothing to do with how much money they got. Had nothing to do. Look at, in my district and others across the country. I know I'm going to take a ration of crap for this, but I don't care. When you look at the ethnicities, races, whatever you want to, I don't care what you want to call them, that do better. You look at the Asian community. They hold education in such high esteem. And maybe to a fault. I've heard some, you know, when I talk like this, I've heard some say, yeah, but you know, the depression rate among Asian kids. I don't want to talk about that right now. Okay? Help them cope. But the Asian community values education so much that it's at the forefront of everything they do. Their kids are in band. Their kids are doing all kinds of extracurricular stuff to help stimulate their brain. Keep them working. Keep them moving forward. Maybe that's a lesson we need to take, right? Really, maybe that's a lesson we need to step out on. The Hispanic community, proud people, don't always feel like they deserve to be there. I know because I see the forms they fill out. I see what these kids truly believe of themselves. And there's a similarity, here in California anyway, there's a similarity to the Italian kids I grew up around and those families and the Hispanic kids here. Right? There's a preconceived notion of what their life is going to be about. Doesn't have to be. You can change that. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. President Biden is addressing the nation about the recent shoot down of several unidentified high-altitude objects over the U.S. and Canada last weekend.
I gave the order to take down these three objects due to hazards to civilian commercial air traffic.
In his remarks, the president said they're likely related to commercial or research purposes. Former Vice President Mike Pence will fight a subpoena to testify before a grand jury investigating former President Trump's alleged attempt to overturn the 2020 election.
The Republican who's weighing a run for president called the subpoena unprecedented and unconstitutional.
No vice president in American history has ever been summoned into court to testify about the president with whom they served.
Special counsel Jack Smith subpoenaed Pence last week seeking information on Trump's potential role in the riot. Pence has vowed to take the case all the way to the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like we are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-A-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I'm watching some stuff about Joy Reid. She went to Florida. She took her show on the road to Florida. And I love this. I love this where she is pretending to be a fighter for the LGBTQ community. Okay? This is a woman that had posted so many negative LGBTQ tweets, and simply just ignores them. Doesn't care. She just flat out ignores them. And it just shows me, it shows me the ignorance, the willful ignorance of the left. You're quick to get on somebody like me or anybody else who makes a comment that may sound like it's derogatory to the gay community. She's come out and actually said derogatory things, plain and simple, and then give her a pass. Is it because she's a black woman? Because they don't care? What could possibly be the reason behind this? 855-REAL-JOE. If you got an answer, I'd love to know it. Another Democrat representative labels a married mom and dad as dangerous for a kid. Totally un-American. The extremist group Family Heritage Alliance said this morning that the safest place for kids are in families that have a married mom and a married dad. What a dangerous and un-American belief. That's according to South Dakota State Representative Aaron Healy. I thought South Dakota was a conservative state. Did I miss something here? Or maybe they don't know she's like this. Right, calling the Family Heritage Alliance, which is a Christian group, that pushes for family values, religious freedom, as a hate group. And this is what they always do. if you push for freedom, I mean, if you push for religious freedom, if you push for people to live by Scripture, right, not beat it into them, but ask them to live for Scripture and why it's so important, all of a sudden you're a nut job. You're the nut job. Having sex with 12-year-olds is fine. Having 8- and 9-year-olds watch a grown man jiggle his, you know, his butt cheeks in front of a kid in school is fine as far as they're concerned. And we're the whack ones. I want you to keep that going. Think about that. They find it offensive that we're offended that you're having drag queens. Now, remember what a drag queen is. The way I say this is going to come off right, but the drag queen isn't a display of the gay community. Okay? But that's what they're trying to make it. The people on the left are saying if you're against drag queens, you're against the gay community. No, no, no. The drag queen was always a form of adult entertainment. Adult entertainment. To over-sexualize what we see as women and such. And usually done by men, almost always done by men, actually. Why call it a drag queen, right? So, why would you take an adult entertainer whose job is to show, do scenes and do things and do dances that are overly sexualized and put that in front of an 8- or 9-year-old? You've even got some of these morons saying that it's good for 8 or 9 for these young kids to watch porn at an early age. So they can understand what sex is all about. All that is sex. That's not love. And who wants to watch? I won't get into it. I just won't because it's disgusting and I don't get it. I just don't get it. You know? Anyway. And study after study after study shows, whether you want to hear it or not, whether you like it or not, and this is a science, they'll change this too, just give it time. Science shows that it is. It is the most safe, stable environment for kids to be, with a loving mom and dad in the same home. Okay, with those kids. It adds a sense of balance that I'm sorry, you can't get from two guys or two girls living together raising some other child. Right? How do two women raising a boy teach him how to be a man? Or the basics of manhood? Can't do it. They're okay with it because they're not into manhood. They're not interested in raising a man, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. I could go on with that, but you guys already know it. So, to prove, I mean, this guy never, he can't go 2 weeks without proving what a racist he is, and yet the left totally ignores him. Biden referred to the Maryland's black mayor as boy. Yeah, you heard me. Boy. That seemed to be okay. Nobody seemed to call him on the carpet on it. Why? Really? You know, and nobody cares. It's just amazing to me that he can say this in an interview, get away with it, and the mainstream media just went over it like it didn't even exist. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? So get involved, get engaged, open your mouth, pay attention. This is an uplifting story, if you would. The Christian College's nonstop prayer meeting goes viral. Students actually came in from other states while it was going on. Now, a chapel meeting in Kentucky Christian College was supposed to end on the morning of February 8th, but students were so inspired by the service that it never ended, turning it into a 24/7 service that was still going on almost a week later. Now, some would go, how does that happen? That can't be. There's no way. Well, yeah, there is a way. On February 8th, the service at Asbury University in Hughes Auditorium finally ended with a benediction. and a song by the gospel choir, but the students wouldn't leave. Instead, they continued to pray, and they sang quietly. They were praising and they were praying. They were praying for themselves and their neighbors and people around the world. They were expressing repentance and contrition for things that they did. They were interceding for healing and wholeness for others. Nobody, this is, I'm sorry if you're an atheist, I'm not trying to be mean, but this is what you don't get. Now, you can make fun of us and you can say we're praying at something that doesn't exist. But you want to talk about those scientific studies that show that people who pray, people basically who don't see themselves at the top of the heap, but people who pray when they're in a medical situation in the hospital, heal faster. Did you know that? They come through operations better. They have a different mindset. No, not a negative one, a positive one. Because you're relying on a power higher than you. You're relying on what you believe to be a God that loves you and cares about you, wants to be part of your life. If you think about it at the earthly level, just on a day-to-day basis, if you feel like you have nobody around you that cares about you, loves you, will be involved with you, it's a hard place to be. But when you think you have the all-powerful, the one that created the universe, who loves you, cares about you, is interested in what you're doing, that's a whole different world now. And these kids felt that. They were in a world with no hope, no absolutes, no hope. Whatever goes, goes. If you don't fit in with mainstream, if you don't do exactly what mainstream tells you to do, you're bad. We went from white. Now, think about the progression over the last 10 years. We went from simply white being bad, right? White supremacy, that kind of stuff. Now, pretty much, if you're not transgender, you're bad. If you're not accepting the transgender or willing to date transgender, you're bad. If you believe in husband and wife, man and woman, the traditional nuclear family, you're bad. I mean, seriously. And a lot of you out there, when I watch the interviews, you'll say, well, you know, if they want to be a dog, let them be a dog. You know, live and let live. Okay, that's fine, but it's not true. They don't live and let live. You are not allowed to live and let live. You're allowed to do what they want you to do. That's what you're allowed to do. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
The only way we all win, right? I keep telling you that. Hopefully you believe me at some point in time. 855-ROAD-JOE. All right. Let's get back at it, okay? We're talking about this prayer meeting that was supposed to end in one day. Was still going on a week later. I know some of you go, oh, that's nuts. How can you pray that long? Our founding fathers did it. Okay? They did it when they were trying to work through the Constitution at the Constitutional Convention. They couldn't get anywhere. They spent 3 days in prayer and fasting and teaching. Anyway, these kids were praying, and they were praying earnestly for themselves, their neighbors, the rest of the world. They were in it for other people. Right? And there was no hype, there was no pressure, there was nobody, you know, no big name there to push it on or bring people in. No manipulation, no emotional fervor. He said, the article goes on to say that, I know that God moves in mysterious ways, but Jesus tells us that the Spirit blows where it will. And these kids, when you see the pictures. Now, some will say, and I've had atheists say, well, you know, why do you teach them stuff that doesn't get them anywhere? Well, you know what? It does. I mean, I always say this to people. Just because you don't believe in God doesn't mean there isn't one. Right? I mean, what if you don't believe in air and you decide you're going to live at the bottom of the pool? That's going to last about, what, 3.5 minutes? Right? Think about it. Now, again, when you think about this, and these kids, these are young kids. We're being told that young kids want nothing to do with religion. These are young kids that have been in there, some for the whole 7 days. What do you think about that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, I'm excited they went in there. I'm excited they gave it up. They gave it up to the Lord. They decided to pray about it or pray and thank God for the things that they have. They said that there was well over 3,000 kids at the college chapel. But there were other facilities around the college that actually had to open up to them and allow, I guess, what was it? I won't say Facebook, but they allowed live feeds to those other places so people knew what was going on. So they could be part of, I guess, would be the best way to say it, right? And it didn't just stop at Oklahoma. It went, you know, to Tennessee, universities in Tennessee and Indiana and Ohio, so many other places. So let's not believe that God is dead. All right? I mean, no, seriously. God is not dead. Kids still looking for answers. And there's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with this kind of thing. I know some of you went out of your mind, right? Contrary to popular opinion, people with higher education levels and cognitive ability, well, they're not necessarily more tolerant. Yeah. It's a 15-year study that went on of young people in Finland. They found that education levels, non-rational thinking, cognitive potential, and cognitive performance were not associated with social intolerance. Intolerance toward different attitudes, lifestyles, cultures, or values of others, on the other hand, higher social intolerance was associated with low flexibility, high perseverance, low persistence. And the study was published in a magazine called Brain and Behavior. Now, social intolerance predisposes people to adopt prejudices, negative evaluations, emotional responses toward individuals with different political, religious, sexual, or, like, this is news? They haven't studied this for 15 years? You know, some of the things I find about the people who are more educated than I am and others around me, they always feel they have a right to tell me what to do or tell me what I'm doing wrong, even when I don't ask. They know what's better for me. And I find that really interesting because, again, like I say, I didn't ask to begin with. And number two, it's because they have more schooling. It means that they're smarter than I am. Is that how that works? They can tell me how where the holes are in my life. I know people with money, lots of money. They should be so happy they can't stand themselves. And yet it's very obvious what's missing. You know, there's something missing in your life. They can't seem to fill that hole, ever. Right? So, no, they're not smarter than us, necessarily. And just because you have money doesn't mean you're smarter than us. You may have beat the system in some way, shape, manner, or form. I don't know. But it's just, it's ridiculous the way they push themselves on us, if you would. And again, I didn't ask you for any help or thoughts or anything along those lines. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's the only way you win, I win, and everybody else wins. Yeah, really. You know, these, like I say, these school rules, I know what it was. Some of you guys wrote me today that David Sussman fills in for me. We call him Whiskey Dave from time to time. I talked about him today because apparently his third hour, the third hour of his show last night, hit a major league chord with some of you. That's ChatGPT. And, you know, this is an AI. We've been talking about this for a couple of years. You know, when I first started computers 170 years ago, the joke was, right now computers, you know, we're waiting on the computer to do things. You know, to start up and save a file, do whatever. It would take a long time. I mean, I go that far back. And the joke was always that when computers are waiting on us is when we should start to worry. Well, that's been going on for a while too now, right? And the problem I have with the ChatGPT, GPT, and Dave and I talked about this today, is you guys don't realize how dangerous it is from a different standpoint. You realize that these kids in school, in college, are going to be able to ask questions, lay them out, and have this thing write a thesis for them, write a paper for them, write an essay for them. And if you start playing with it now to see what kind of answers it's going to give you to certain questions, you'll see the bias in it. But nobody's really going to pay attention to the bias when you've got hundreds of thousands of college students, maybe even millions, that are using it to get by, to get through. As he said yesterday on the show, right, that this is going to get rid of a lot of jobs. A lot of content managers are going to have to go. But I'm going to tell you what bothers me the most, what scares me the most, being a technical guy, been in this business for many, or was in the business for many years, is you guys don't understand. I mean, some of you are amazed at the fact that you could be in England, send me an email while I'm on the phone with you. I get it in a matter of seconds, not minutes, not 20 minutes, not a half hour. I get it in seconds. In some cases, it seems instantaneously. Well, how do you think that happens? The flow of information going around the internet, the way information flows from server to server, place to place, it's a constant motion. And that email jumps on that bandwagon, it gets you in a matter of, like I said, in pretty much a nanosecond. Well, what do you think this thing is doing? If you think about it, when you ask it a question, it's not a matter of seconds or days. Your response is almost instantaneous. The content of what it said to you is almost instantaneous. It has to index all that information. When you type in, just for giggles, you know, Joe Messina, talk show host, okay? Write me a great review on the Joe Messina show in the United States. And I'm telling you, before you finish your sentence, pretty much, it's already gathered the information it needs to put that together, which means it's indexing information about me, about the show, about my background, and it's being stored somewhere. It's not being thrown away after it's used. They are storing so much information on us. And when it comes down to figuring out who's what, where, how, and who's got the guns and who doesn't and who's got more food, and so, I mean, it's instantaneous. Okay, I have the same issue with this to a degree I had with a 10-key. You need to do some stuff with your brain. You need to keep your brain working. You need to exercise your brain. You look at these kids today that are stuck on the smartphones. Not helping them. Actually making them dumber. Sorry, but it's true. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for being with me. I really appreciate you hanging in there. As always, be safe. Don't do anything stupid. Watch you back here with me tomorrow.